This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, buddies, Friday.
Friday. Now we're pumped.
Yeah, see, I told you.
A little more awake now. Thank you for hanging out with us. 8 a.m. on the west side, 11 on the east side, east coast. Again, if you're new to Covino and Rich, we're from the east coast. Again, I'm from Union, New Jersey. Rich Davis from Franklin Square, Long Island, but we're out here in Los Angeles. Rich is in Texas right now. Thank you for hanging out with us. 877-99 on Fox. Always a pleasure doing the Dan Patrick hat trick. Three shows. Yeah. If you missed any of them, it's on the podcast. And remember, this weekend, going to Vegas. So if you see us out there, get us a lap dance. I mean, say hi. Say hello.
No,
say
you can get me a lap dance. I'll accept it.
Listen out, because we're going to be doing two podcasts, Saturday and Sunday, live from Vegas for NBA Con. The Summer League begins.
We are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, filling in for DP. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. Now, I'm just bummed because I did not have Wembanyama Brittany on my bingo card. I had Christina Aguilera and Zion, so I'm out. So,
did you predict that? Did you have Tom Brady, Kim Kardashian on your bingo card or no?
I did not, but I saw a funny meme that said, is it Derrick Rose is on the Grizzlies now, right? Did you see the meme where it's like they have a picture of Derrick Rose next to, oh my God, why am I drawing a blank?
Because you can't remember anybody's name nowadays. You have dad brain.
John Morant. Jeez, I do have dad brain. Yo, when you have a three and six-year-old.
Rich, I wish I could have helped you out there. You know, that's the benefit of, but I had no idea what you were talking about. So.
Oh no, honestly, I feel like I was dropped on my head having a 3 and 6-year-old. No, I would say, have you seen the picture of Derrick Rose with John Morant? And it said Guns and Roses.
I know I have not, but I love it. Yes.
Yeah, I texted that to you, Covino.
No, thank you, Dan. Yeah. I was going to say, someone texted me that.
Yeah. I missed it, Danny G. Must have missed it. We're talking Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian. Are you rooting for this or against this?
Well, I don't know if I'm rooting for anything, but call me immature. This sounds like a very 20-year-old guy answer, Covino. But why not date, but like if you're Tom Brady and you're single and Kim's single, why not for the hell of it be like, hey, you and I, one night of fun. You're Tom Brady, I'm Kim. Let's see what's doing.
If you don't think that's happening, I think you're out of your mind. I think that's absolutely
You don't think Tom Brady would like to get a hand to those cheeks? And you don't think just for clout chasing, she's like, it's Tom Brady. Like, what a guy. Like, yeah. I don't know. Call me immature, but I think this is just a funny story I don't think they're going to date. I don't want to be
TM. That's a pay-per-view event, man.
Yeah,
that's That's a magical night, to say the least. I think they make it happen just to say that they did. I don't think there's any debate or any question that there's some intrigue if it hasn't happened already.
It's funny.
The Tom Brady fans are like, no. But yeah, I look at it from a nicer perspective, Rich. I look at it like, you know, Kim Kardashian has been linked to some pretty crappy situations in the world of love. I feel like maybe Tom Brady could be the answer. I think this could be great. I think this is maybe what the family needs, a little Tom Brady action. I understand that's not his world, but I think it'd be a nice story.
If I could just interject the Detroit perspective on how we like drama.
Let's hear it, Joel.
It seems like Tom Brady has baby mama drama, is like his ex-wife, and it seems like he would stay away from like those might be rumors, but he'll be on the phone explain. He got some explaining to do. No, that's just a rumor.
Yeah, but don't underestimate the power of Kim's beauty, you know, and her power and everything that brings.
After you get,
did you say beauty or booty?
Both.
After you get put with somebody, sometimes you might as well just go ahead and do the deed, because whatever the rumor name is, you just never clear it up.
Again, these rumors are intensifying that they're together, they're dating.
I'm not dating.
Why is it a story? The story is because Tom Brady fans are like, no, he's too good for that. Because of their different levels of fame and how they got there.
The explanation is we had a big party, baby. You know, if I'm going to do something, I ain't going to do it all out in front of everybody.
Yeah, but you know, in today's world, everybody wants to know all the dirt, all the juice. They want all the details.
I think I'm not on the Boston fan Dave Portnoy train of Tom Brady, stay away, stay away. But I also don't think they're going to date. I think it's simple. One magical night of two A-listers getting it on. Tom Brady, Kim, have at it, have fun. You know it's serious. I'll end it with this, Covino, and then there's a couple other stories, of course, in the world of sports and entertainment we want to get to. But I'll wrap it with this. And by the way, Tom should, because we don't need a baby.
Jeez.
I'm going to wrap it with this.
Jeez,
you know it's, you only know it's real if all of a sudden you start seeing Kanye go at Tom Brady. Like, imagine that. That I don't have that on my bingo card either.
Again,
Brittany and Wembanyama.
Drama that Brady doesn't need in his life, which is why people are like, no, Tom, we love you too much. Stay away from all that.
Imagine.
We love drama, Rich.
Yo, bro, imagine if Kanye West starts going on an anti-Tom Brady rant. Then you know there's juice to this. Until then, Covino, I think it might just be friendship, business talk, hookup, who knows. But they're not dating. Give me a break.
Well,
but
you know
if Kanye
is.
West,
not,
come on.
Not to get all, gossipy on you, but it is a story. Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld, apparently their romance is intensifying because they're seen. And again, this is the story. We're not making this up. We're not out there taking these pictures. But public PDA on their little getaway in Mexico. They're in a hot tub. Oh. Getting it on.
Canoodling.
Yeah, you know, making out, heavy petting, doing what people do that are in love. So that's the other side story in the world of sports and romance.
Cove, let me ask you to put a little bow on the...
I'm not a big PDA guy, Rich.
Cove!
You're not a PDA guy. You don't like that. You're not smooching in public when you're on vacation. You're not making out in the hot tub.
No, not my steez.
You're
not
a Palm Pilot in the 2000s.
No, not my style. Not how I roll. I'm not an affectionate person.
He holds hands when he walks, right?
There's a time and a place, man.
You hold hands, Covina?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You open the door for her?
Of course. I'm not saying I'm not a gentleman. I'm just saying that.
No kissing, though.
Yeah, like, especially if you know cameras are on you. So
Hot new romance, man. Hot new romance. So my question is this. It actually has to do with the playing field. If you're Josh Allen, young star in the league, I mean, people love you. He's a fan favorite. He plays hard. He's a winner. He's gutsy. I don't know many people that don't like Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen is like a winner, fun, good dude. Haley Steinfeld has a reputation of being very sweet. Everyone likes Haley Steinfeld. Do you think
very wholesome.
Most fans want their athletes to be personally happy? Like, do you think this makes Josh Allen like just more composed in life? Because think about it, we forget sometimes the off-the-field stuff absolutely has an effect on the on-the-field stuff. We've seen studies where players that are going through a divorce either have their worst season or their best season. People that are going through drama in their marriage sometimes go through a slump or have an off year. could this be good news for Buffalo Bills mafia? Like, do you think it's like, yo, Josh Allen's happy? He's either going to bring it more now or what?
Yeah, you want your player to be happy. You don't want them to be distracted. You know, and that's why we discussed Wembanyama earlier. It's like he doesn't need that kind of distraction. He's got to focus on his game tonight against Charlotte. He doesn't need to be focused on Britney Spears drama. So if you're rooting for Josh Allen, you don't want him to be distracted by any sort of romance drama. Look what happened to
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is a good one. The Dark Knight and your New York Mets.
Matt Harvey.
He sort of crumbled when he went through a breakup with Adriana Lima back in the day. You know, you want your guy to be happy. He can't hurt if he's happy.
Yeah. I don't know if that worked on A-Rod, though.
A-Rod's surrounded. You know, he's just surrounded by drama. So, yeah, I think that's a good story, Rich. Props to Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld. We'll keep you posted on Brady and Kim Kardashian. Now, while all this drama was going on, and there's a few people on the phone if you guys want to call and say what's up, 877-99 on Fox.
Oh, you know,
I was doing something that would make you pretty upset, Rich. I was watching the Yankees lose 14-1
Ouch.
To the Orioles. There's a point in which I know a lot of people would walk away.
Rich would have.
Yeah, Rich definitely would have. At 5-1, Rich would have turned away. 14-1, I'm like, I got to keep it on.
You know my theory, and I'll stand strong by it. There's 162 baseball games. You can't tell me you're a bigger fan than I am because of your stupid mentality. There's 162 regular games. I keep an eye on every game, even if it's on my phone checking the score. But I'm not locked in watching a baseball game if a grand slam can't tie it. If your team's down by five or more, I'll check. And then if you – oh, we came within two.
Five or more, what inning?
Any inning. Joel, if it's 6-0 in the first inning, I'm like, yo, I'll see you tomorrow, Mets. Like, I'll tell you what, even when my team's winning by a lot, like last night I was checking the Mets, who, by the way, have suckered me. I'm such a dummy. Isolate that clip. I'm a dummy. The Mets have won five in a row, and I'm all in again. I'm thinking, like, they clicked. This is it. They're going to win 15 of the next 20. They're going to go on a roll. And the Mets were winning 9-0 yesterday. Do you think I watched after they were winning 9-0?
I just can't believe you didn't. Not that I wanted to watch the Yankees lose 14-1. And not that I stayed glued, as you put it. Like, I'm sitting there in front of the TV eating potato chips. I went out for a walk and then had it on, you know, as I walked around. I was slinging it.
Do you think
I did have it on, and I'm like, man, I can't even believe I'm wasting my time engaging, but that's what fans do. If you,
psychologically,
especially if your team's winning, I would love to see the clobbering.
I think you just like to hear Michael Kay's voice. I feel like there's something deeper there.
There's
like,
some comfort there, too, for sure.
Like, does he do what do they call them? Where they do the personalized messages from people?
Cameos.
Yeah.
I mean, are you forgetting everything?
I dropped on my head. I told you. Camino, I gotta find out if Michael Kay does cameos. I need to get a couple for you. Like, hey,
it's
Michael Kay. John Sterling, Camino. Oh, he's the greatest.
Well, right, let's go to your phone. Rich is the type of guy that would have tuned out. I tuned in. I kept it on. And we're going to your phones now. Thank you for keeping it on, Camino and Rich. We got Chuck in Texas who wants to say what's up.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. You know, Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian, I can't relate. I will never relate to the things that he's exposed to because I don't have that kind of money. I'm not that good looking. But if I were single and had that kind of money and still virile, I'd be very interested in Kim Kardashian. She's a beautiful woman. There's no denying that.
Yeah, he doesn't have to marry her. You're right. Yo, Chuck, he does not have to marry her. He doesn't have to. If Tom Brady went out for a nice night and, had a little fun, and she had a little fun. No harm in that. They're both single.
I encourage it, to be honest.
He said if he was skinny, a little younger, now those could happen, but the still virile, that's where we all said, oh.
I think this could be a power couple for the ages. I'm actually rooting for it. Let's go to Cameron in Indiana. You're on the Covino and Rich Show in for Dan Patrick.
What up, Cameron?
Yo, hey guys, hey, Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian, let's get this thing going. I got one reason why. The Dana White, listen up. Get Kanye and Tom Brady in the octagon. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's the future. We've talked about it. You know, Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Kanye will. What's the over under, Covino? We're going to Vegas today. Do you think Kanye West will ever get in a ring or octagon?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you never know. I mean, it could happen. I never thought Zuckerberg and Elon Musk would be in discussions, like you said.
I think he'll get in the hot dog eating contest, though.
A hot dog eating contest.
Before that? Okay.
Well, what about, is it Kanye or Kanye's clone? There's a lot of people that think that it's not even Kanye nowadays.
Stop it.
There's a lot of people who are like, that's not even him.
Hey, Covino, before we move on, because I do want to talk some Dame Lillard and accommodating superstars, Miami and Portland are going to be meeting up in Vegas. Maybe we could get in on those negotiations, Covino. Maybe we'll sneak in and be like, hey, we're here. They'll be talking about the future of Dame Lillard. But before we get to that, back to the baseball thing. Your team is losing 14-1, and you really are still even keeping an eye on the game. You don't ever check out, be like, yep, today's not my day.
Yeah, I don't shut it off just because, especially when my team's winning, I want to see the clobbering. I love that. I want to see everyone beef up their numbers, hit some bombs, raise their average a little bit.
You mean like Francisco Lindor, who went 5-for-5 yesterday for the Mets, and he's on a tear?
I love that. So I don't know why in the world you would tune out when your team's winning. That makes absolutely zero sense.
When my team's winning, I'm more inclined to keep the clobbering on. But if you turn on a game, let's just take the psychology of this for a second. If you turn on the game, and it's the fifth inning, and the Yankees are losing 9-1, you're watching the last four innings of that game?
Yeah. Glued. I just keep it on. Because that's why you watch sports, man, to see the unthinkable, to say you were part of it, to be like, yo, I can't believe what I just saw.
What am I holding up in my hand? My phone. If my team's losing by 10 runs.
Hey, news alert. You don't have to sit in front of the TV anymore. You take the phone with you, and the phone has TV options.
No. I'm saying if your team is losing by 5-10 runs and there's a late inning comeback, one of your bozo buddies will be like, yo, you seeing this? And then you're like, seeing what?
Yeah,
oh, cool,
he's
turn
experiencing it, and now you're not part of it. You're late to the party.
It's called Twitter and now Threads.
It's called, if I got nothing going on, I'm keeping the game on. That was part of my night. That was my plan. It's miserable.
Get better things to do.
I guess.
I could spend the rest of the show. I won't, but I could spend the rest of the show listing things that are better than watching a game where your team's down by 10 runs.
I mean, that sounds very fair weather, and it really is. It's like being in a relationship, but only when things are good. To me, that's a character flaw. That's when you say that, that's what you advertise to me. Yeah, I'm only around, I only want to be around when things are hunky-dory. When things are tough, I don't want to be around. That's what you're saying. It is.
It's true. It's true.
Okay.
It's true.
Well, then how can I agree with it when I don't agree with it? I'm not going to give you a high five when I don't agree with that type of person or personality trait.
Let me ask you one more baseball question.
It's through good times and bad times. Sickness and in health.
Let me ask you one more baseball question. I do want to talk about Dame, but I want to ask you guys a money question that I think will annoy a lot of people. So, baseball question. We're not even at the All-Star break yet. If a team's out of the wild card or division by less than 10 games, do you feel like everyone's still sort of in the mix with that third wild card?
Yes. That's the beauty of it.
Did baseball hit a home run, pun intended, by adding a third wild card, which means you're telling me 12 teams, 6 in the AL, 6 in the AL, and the NL, are going to be in it, which means if your team's like 5 games out or 7 games out, you can't make that up in 80 games, second half of the year?
No, it's a great move. I think baseball hit multiple home runs, two home runs, like Gunnar Henderson yesterday against the Yankees. The shorter games, working, attendance is up, everything's working. This keeps people engaged, keeps the fans engaged. So, yeah, no complaints at all.
Even though the Mets are under 500, there's always hope when you got that third wild card. Now a question about money, and then we'll talk NBA. Kevin Costner is going through a pretty crappy divorce.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a sports story, but hey, we don't talk only about sports.
Hello, Kevin Costner's been involved in a lot of sports movies.
Yeah.
Where do you think he got that money?
That is true. Kevin Costner is synonymous with great sports movies, really.
Yes.
Talk about baseball. Kevin Costner might be the best baseball sports actor.
I got a question for you. Sport. Do you like Kevin Costner sports movies better or Dennis Quaid sports movies better?
Kevin Costner.
Dennis Quaid's got some good ones, too.
That's a great question.
Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, For the Love of the Game.
You know, Tin Cup.
You know, both of those guys are both cut from the same, like, gritty white guy cloth, aren't they? I think they both growl.
Yeah.
So Kevin Costner, I was unaware how much money this guy had because they were talking about like $100 million beachfront properties. His ex-wife, I want you guys to listen to this number and tell me your true feelings. Kevin Costner's ex-wife said, I can't live off of the, quote, crumbs you're leaving me. She's calling, get this, $52,000 a month. Crumbs.
It's all relative to the size of your steeple, man.
No,
I
know, but...
It's all relative
Covino,
to, again, he's making steep. Crazy kinds of money.
I get it. But I'm saying, Cove, you've been through a divorce. Half the audience has too. The numbers would say half our audience has probably sadly gone through some breakups and drama, right? And I get it. Some people make $50,000 a year. Some people make $50 million a year. A lot of people in between. I get the whole what the kids are used to, what she's used to, but does it not rub everyone wrong when she says she needs $100,000 a month for boutique shopping and cosmetics? And the fact that she's saying she needs $260,000 a month minimum to maintain her life.
It rubs everybody wrong because, like you said, most people have been through divorce. So as a guy who's been through this, and I've dealt with Disso masters and how much you owe and this and that.
It's all a formula.
You know, when you've dealt with all these formulas that they go through when you're trying to figure out how much money you owe, it's nerve-wracking. And it just brings you back to your perspective of the heartbreak and the fire you feel every time you have to write that check or send off that Zelle amount. So,
I get it.
Zelle has limits. You can't send over.
You can't send $260,000.
I hit my monthly Zelle limit.
Right.
So when you're
reminded of that, Rich, you can only help but relate and feel aggravated for Kevin Costner. But at the same time, you have to realize how fortunate he is
to be even writing
those kinds of checks.
Quick stat.
Yeah.
As of season 5 of Yellowstone, he was making $1.3 million per episode. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, he started in season 1 at $500,000 per episode. So he's sitting on a pile of cash just from that series alone.
I get it. I mean, listen, if Kevin Costner has $100 million and his ex-wife's asking for a couple hundred thousand a month, when you do the math, it doesn't seem crazy. But, yo, Joel, you're busting your ass every morning working for Dan Patrick, waking up at 4 a.m. Danny G, you got a baby on the way, working multiple jobs, doing the Ben Maller podcast, doing our show. When you hear a woman say $50,000 a month is crumbs, doesn't that make, like, most people feel like what?
Everybody's like, I'm a crumb.
Yeah, I wish I had those crumbs. Yeah. A lot of people, that's what everyone thinks, for
please,
sure.
You never hear about me yelling at Kardashian?
Please rephrase that for the rest of America.
I know, like, that's what I said. I'm like, that is the worst phrase. If she wants anyone to feel sympathy for her in the divorce, saying that, you know, between 50 and 100 grand a month is, you're leaving me with crumbs?
Well, your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. And again, remember, stick around for Weekend Hobnobbing. What you need to watch this weekend, more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. When's the last time you looked at your tires?
I know, actually. I just took that road trip from California to Texas, and I did what Tire Rack told me, Covino.
Like close inspection?
I did. I put the quarter in the treads, and as they say, if you see Washington's head, it's time to replace the tires. Head over to our friends at TireRack.com. Use their tire decision guide. Get a personalized recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. You'll get free road hazard protection for 2 years. Mobile tire installations available in many areas. They bring the tires to you at home or work. Install them on site. Ultra convenient.
Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their BF Goodrich test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I just have the dumbest thought. Is Covino and Rich, as opposed to what, right?
I was going to say, but different than what day?
Covino and Rich.
About which players? Which players?
Dan Patrick.
I love the way they dribble up and down the court.
Like Dr. J and Moses Malone. I know they get the shout out. There you go. Damn. So, you know, we've been doing this show for a long time, Covino and Rich, and we had an intern one time, and she's like, yeah, we played that song, and she's like, yeah, my mom was in the video for that song. We're like, what? Do you remember that, Rich? Like, way back in the day?
I do. And it's funny because you never know. Like, you know, here's the thing. When our kids are older, they're going to see our youth because they'll have social media. And you can just backtrack. Like, oh, there's dad when he was on, you know, Fox Sports or Sirius XM or ESPN. Or there's mom and dad in Vegas when they were in their 30s or something. We don't have that same access to our parents. So when you hear someone say, oh, yeah, my mom was in a rap video in 1982 or something, like, that's hilarious.
We were like, what? You showing us? I remember that. Just had a flashback. On this Friday, CNR on FSR, 877-99 on Fox. Now, a few things again. Please subscribe to our podcast, Covino and Rich, and you'll reap all the benefits.
Oh, that would mean a lot, everybody.
It would, because normally we're on 5 p.m. Eastern every day, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. on the West, but our podcast available anytime. wherever you stream your podcast. And if you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, you qualify for a bribery ball. CNR on FSR Nerf football. But this weekend, we're heading to Vegas, so extra content from NBA Con.
Oh, it's going to be awesome league. Because we're entering, like, you know, the mix of Wembanyama and Brittany and Brandon Miller and all the things that people are going to be keeping an eye on. Plus Dame, they're sitting down in Miami and Portland trying to work out a deal. So we'll be at the epicenter of the drama and the fun, NBA Con this weekend in Vegas. So a special Saturday podcast, Covino and Rich, and a special Sunday podcast, Covino and Rich. And for all the affiliates that are checking us out because we're filling in for DP, Covino has told me that if you add our afternoon show, he'll come to your city and take you out for dinner.
Sure. Yeah, I will. Yes. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll
do and buy lap dances and, you know, whatever you guys need. So.
Hey, I'll throw in a CNR Nerf football.
So, and Danny G's going to throw in a football.
You got to get through the security, though.
There you go.
And whatever crumbs I could gather. Again, live from Mercedes-Benz Studios and the utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
Yo, Cove, NBA. I want to talk NBA, but I had one thought. We had talked recently about how moronic fans, not only are they chirping at players on the court, we've seen in the NBA where, you know, fans get a little, a little much where they're mouthing off and throwing things. And
we've seen that get progressively worse throughout the years.
It's got progressively worse in the NBA and, you know, baseball. You're seeing fans get a little boisterous at concerts. A couple pop stars. I don't know if you saw. Remember BB Rexha got hit in the eye with a phone and had to get stitches?
Yeah, that was horrible.
Ava Max got hit in the face, another pop star. And Drake kicked off his world tour, and someone threw a phone at Drake's head, and it just missed him. It's like, yo, when you go to a concert, do we need to say it everywhere, even on Fox Sports Radio? Why are you throwing things at the performer on stage?
I never could get behind that mentality. I don't understand it. Not that some people are okay with it. I'm just saying none of it makes sense. Like, even the guy, like I said, booing at Aaron Hicks at Yankee Stadium. It's like, what are you booing about?
It wasn't one guy. It was like the whole stadium.
Yeah, like, but still, it's like, what's that about? Like, yeah. I don't get that. I'm not that type of person. I'm not fanatical in this weird way.
They say that some of the psycho fans at the concerts are tossing the phone up, hoping that the singer's going to take the phone and do a selfie and then hand it back.
Well, get over yourself.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen for you.
If anything, now you got to go get a new $1,200 iPhone. Good, congratulations, moron. Now, one last thing about the Drake tour that just kicked off. I thought you'd all find this pretty cool because we've talked about deceased artists and the thought of using them in hologram form, whether it's Biggie or Tupac or Nirvana, like somehow incorporating...
Well, AI is changing the game too.
AI, you know, people are remixing old artists and it's like, yo, is it ethical to use someone's voice when they're dead?
You know the Beatles are putting out one more song courtesy of AI?
I'm telling you, it's a wild changing world. You know, who knows what happens with Biggie or Tupac, just to name a few. Like, what if Dave Grohl's like, you know, we have some Nirvana stuff we never put out. Do we get Kurt Cobain's estate's blessing? You never know what you're going to get, right? I thought this was pretty cool. A cool use of technology. Drake sang with a younger hologram of himself. Like, there was a young Drake hologram form singing with current day Drake. And I thought that's a cool use of the technology, you know? Like, you've seen those pictures where it's like young Stallone and old Stallone, like Han Solo Harrison Ford and old Harrison Ford. Like, I think...
Can I hang out with like a young Samantha Fox or something just to fulfill my childhood dreams?
You can, but then you also have to hang out with old Samantha Fox.
Because I don't know if I'd want to hang out with a younger version of myself. Maybe like a young Linda Carter, like just throw it back.
This is your little league years.
Yeah, I want to take it back to those years, but actually have a shot now with the hologram version of that young hottie.
There you go. And
like a young Nicole Eggert or something. Can we do that?
She was my favorite. On Charles in Charge, I don't think I had a bigger crush on my life than Nicole Eggert. All right, NBA, as we talk about Dame Lillard, one last little quick note, did you see Kobe is going to be on the cover of NBA 2K24? You guys think that's cool? I think that's a really cool tribute.
Pre-orders start today. Comes out in September.
That's awesome.
But they're having two editions, so he'll be featured on one of the editions of the game.
The Mamba edition. The Mamba edition, which is pretty awesome.
That's
so obviously. Yo, Danny, I thought as soon as I saw that, I'm like, Danny's probably pre-ordering that bad boy right now. So Kobe on the cover of NBA 2K24. I'm sure we'll be talking to people about that at NBA Con
Black Mamba edition
this weekend. So NBA Con, Covino, we touched on this the last couple days, like most hosts have. Dame Lillard clearly wants to go to Miami. What do you think the obligation is for Portland to just straight up cooperate? It's odd to me because no matter what you do, if you're a doctor, a truck driver, a plumber, a teacher, why does your job accommodate you in such a way?
I think they're doing their best, but they still have to keep their team a priority. Their priority is not let's make sure Dame is okay. That's just his request. They just want to make sure that they're doing right by him because he did right by them for a long time. And they have to make sure their priority is getting a great return for Dame Lillard.
Now if Miami's going to deliver the best possible or an equal return, then it makes sense. But if, let's say, Boston or some other contenders, like, yo, we'll take Dame and we'll give you this, and the package is clearly better than what Miami offers, you guys all agree that Portland is going to be business first on their side. And they made it very clear that,
Rich, what is Miami going to offer? The speculation is that Portland is not interested in Tyler Harrow.
Right.
So it almost seems like a third team is necessary to get in the mix for this trade.
I think it's wildly awesome for Dame Lillard that it seems like the red carpet's being rolled out.
The update yesterday, they're pulling like baby tactics by saying he won't be happy anywhere else.
Yeah, his agent, Aaron Goodwin, was calling and taking calls from other teams and just letting them know, look, he wants Miami. He's going to be an unhappy player if he goes elsewhere.
You know, Danny, historically in sports, when people have been crybabies like that, it's worked. I think of Eli Manning. I think of John Elway. I think of guys that are like, well, if you pick me, I'm not playing. Like, that, it's odd. Covino, like
Gronk.
That.
Remember Gronk retired.
Yeah, Gronk, but the story goes, Gronk was traded, sorry, Joel, to the Detroit Lions. Do you remember that story?
He said, I can't be traded. I retired.
Yeah, Gronk's like, well, if you trade me to the Lions, F it. I'm retired. I mean, it just shows that it sounds ridiculous, but the baby games in sports work. So,
but again, as much of an eye roll as that feels like sometimes in today's world, not everybody has the juice to do that. Everybody has that type of power, and he sort of earned it along the way. Not everybody could play those baby games and run those baby tactics and call the shots. So when you see players with that ability, you got to say, all right, well, you know, he is who he is. He knows his value.
Very few times in business, relationship, sports, you hold the power. And when you do, dude, when you're a hot commodity, especially when you're a free agent in sports, or let's say you're good at what you do for a job and your contract's up or you're renegotiating with the company you work for, I'm a firm believer in those opportunities come around once in a while, once in a blue moon, maybe a couple times in your career. Use your power. But can we all agree that in sports, it's been proven that if you're a star, these baby, you could say they're baby tactics, they
work.
Do you
really believe that Dame has power in this situation?
He has more power than the average player in the NBA.
I mean,
what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying
The same way that John Elway was willing to be on the New York Yankees and play baseball.
I don't think he has the upper hand, but he has more power than most.
Yeah, because the Blazers don't want to look like the bad guy.
Right. And you're right. There's so much optics in this story, too. Rich, at the end of the day, at the beginning and middle of the day, they're going to do what's best for the team, but they're trying to make it look like they're playing fair.
But you know what? Dame, all along, let's be honest, by staying in Portland this long, doesn't it look, though, Danny, like he's tried his best to win here? And he did what he could, and now it's time to move on. Like, it's not like he was like, I'm out of here. He was like, I tried. It just, it's time.
And the update, Danny G, we were talking about earlier today when we got here, the Trailblazers, they're still shopping.
Yep.
And they're planning on having a sit-down with Miami
in Vegas this weekend, and we're going to be
the
there.
Latest rumor.
We're going to be there listening in. Portland be shopping.
Latest rumor is they're still listening to all offers from all teams and that they would like to sit down with the Heat in Miami, Vegas, where we're off to. So Miami sitting down with the Trail Blazers so that hopefully face-to-face they could work something out for Dame.
And dude, it would be super cool.
We started this ish, and this is the thanks we get. We let Adrian Dantley go. Remember that? Sent him to Dallas to get Mark Aguirre, and we went on to win two titles. I don't think we gave two thoughts to Adrian Dantley in Dallas after that.
And most companies don't. Most organizations don't.
He didn't play for them.
I think the narrative now is that if you're a big star, like Covino said, if you're a big enough star, you very much can play a role in where you go. That was never the case back in the day. I brought up the example of Keith Hernandez when the Cardinals traded him to the Mets. I know it's a very New York example, Covino, but is Keith Hernandez not synonymous with Mets broadcast booth? He's in the Mets Hall of Fame. Like, Keith Hernandez and his mustache are synonymous with the Mets. But you know what? Back in the early 80s, he was like, I don't want to go to the Mets. This is awful. He hated it. But back then, players couldn't be like, nope. He was like, oh, man, I'm on the crappy Mets. He turned it around and, of course, made his own legacy. But John Elway was willing to say no to the Colts. Colts, if you want me, I'm going to go play for the Yankees. Eli Manning said, hey, San Diego, no thanks.
So it just seems that Dame Lillard and the Blazers, they're playing fair right now. They're playing fair. We'll see what happens. And, hey, I hope it happens while we're in Vegas. If it does,
Maybe we'll sneak into the room where it's happening. Man. We'll pretend to be like, Covino, we could pretend to be like busboys or something. Like, would you like your shirt?
Oh, wouldn't you love to hear the first 5 minutes of that negotiating?
Yes. Well, hey, listen, coming up, we'll talk a little more NBA. Plus, weekend hobnobbing. What are you doing this weekend? What are you watching in the world of sports and entertainment, movies, Netflix, Hulu, Apple TV? We'll talk about what to watch. Hang tight. More next on CNR.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You know, I'm friends with Howie Do It on Facebook. He's a nice guy.
I love that meme. Do it, Howie.
How we do it. Actually, how we do it was in my homeroom back in the day. Steve Covino here. Yeah, he was after me. How we do it always said present. This is how we do it. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Always a pleasure. And we're coming to a close, man. The Dan Patrick hat trick. But before we go, Rich, remember, we're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. Taste the wood-fired difference with Traeger. Stock up on sauces. Sauces, rubs.
You're the Dippin's guy. You're the Dippin's guy. You love this stuff.
Accessories for summer grilling. Get fired up for epic meals this summer with gear from Traeger. Portable grills.
Portable grills for upcoming tailgate season. Portable grills for camping and fishing. The all-new Ironwood grill is loaded with enhanced features. Explore new flavors on the Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. Or go all out and complete your dream deck with the Timberline Grill.
It's everything you ever wanted in a smart grill.
Mm.
This is just firing me up. Traeger grills make wood fire cooking easy. Start shopping for grilling essentials at Traeger.com. Covino, I feel like hearing all that makes me interested in redoing my whole backyard and deck and cooking area.
Yeah, you got to step it up.
Contact the Traeger people for Covino and Rich, not just DP.
You got a dumb grill.
I do. I need a smart grill. All right, it's time for Weekend Hobnobbing, everybody.
Living for the weekend.
You're winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnobbing.
All right, what you need to watch in the world of sports and pop culture in entertainment so you know what's going on, really. Covino and Rich. Now, came out last weekend, but I wanted to see the reviews before I made the move. We're going to be in Vegas. I don't know if we're going to have any downtime, but if I could see Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
I'll go with you.
I want to go. People are saying Flopbuster. This is why I want to go. Flopbuster. We're talking one of the greatest franchises, one of the coolest actors of our time. Can't go out like that. So it made $130 million globally. It was number one, but people are saying flop, even though I'm hearing it's pretty good.
Critics are flopping it. I saw the audience score at about an 82.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hearing pretty good.
Listen, if I want to go see some floppers this weekend, I'm going to Sapphire. Not the movie theater, bro. Not the movie.
Second week for Indiana
Sounds
Jones.
Sounds like you're going to senior floppers.
Exactly. Yeah, what club are you going to? UFC 290. UFC 290. Volkanovski, I believe this is his fourth title defense versus Rodriguez. But the whole card is pretty nasty. You got Moreno fighting. Brandon Moreno is the co-main
event. He's always been cool to Covino Rich, so I like Volkanovski.
Yeah, he's fighting Rodriguez, like I said. Brandon Moreno's fighting. Robert Whitaker's fighting this weekend. So UFC 290, definitely worth checking out. Some great fights there. I'm going to watch the plane lady videos on social media because I'm dying to know what she saw. Yeah. What was on the plane that she saw, the plane lady. I'm also going to be watching Rich in Vegas because he's unleashed.
That's
on
the list.
And, of course, the Cubs at Yankees. I'm fired up about that. So there you go.
I'll tell you what. I'm watching, as far as sports go, Wembanyama tonight. Whether we get into the arena or not, you got to watch Victor Wembanyama.
Party
and
in Spot's room.
Yeah.
Hey, Spot,
why
set
is it
up.
Always
Let's
my
go.
Room?
Just to we say go, you did. Because Covino likes to go to the bathroom in your room and leave it there.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, not only Wembanyama tonight, Summer League, his debut, maybe Brittany shows up. The Mets and Padres, two underachieving teams, the two most underachieving teams in baseball tonight. The Mets try to win six in a row. Verlander against Yu Darvish, the guy that eliminated the Mets from the playoffs last year. Both of these teams are five games under 500. But again, that third wild card keeps these two underachieving teams alive. Now on Netflix, Tom Segura's got a new comedy special.
Oh, wow.
Sledgehammer. I want to watch that. Lincoln Lawyer, not the movie. There's the series Lincoln Lawyer on Netflix. Season 2 is out now. So if you watch season 1, Lincoln Lawyer. And I'm all about Apple TV, you know. If you haven't started, I mentioned it last week, Hijack with Idris Elba is really good. 3 episodes in. And, that's what I got this weekend.
I don't need to watch that before we get on a flight to Vegas.
Maybe not.
Right? To add to your Netflix, The Outlaws comes out today. It's a comedy movie with Adam Devine, Pierce Brosnan, Ellen Barkin, and Nina Dobrev.
Okay, that's a movie, right?
Yeah, it's a movie. Right. Yeah, so that looks pretty funny.
I got something on Hulu. Your significant other or Rich may need a box of tissue. Save Me, the Jelly Roll documentary. He went from drug dealer to white rapper to huge country star. Big string of number one hits on the charts, selling out arenas now. When you see this guy's background and how he started, amazing story.
Love Jelly Rolls.
Yeah, dude, I saw him. iHeart's giving this guy a lot of support. I've seen him doing a lot of stuff. So I may watch that as well. So good one, Danny.
Yes, really good.
Kavino.
Is anybody else watching the Wham documentary?
Oh, yeah. You know what?
I want to watch that.
If I have time, I'll watch it. I heard it's pretty good.
Wham?
Wham documentary.
No, Wham.
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 Wham. Wham.
Well, we want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. Enjoy whatever it is you watch. I hope all your teams win. Thanks for hanging out with us here this week, the Dan Patrick Hattrick. Remember to join us Monday through Friday at our regular time, 5 p.m. on the East, 2 p.m. on the West. Thank you, Joel, for hanging out with us always. Monty, always great to see you. Everybody have a great weekend.
Yeah,
enjoy.
Got some Summer League podcasts coming up this weekend, too.
Yeah, let's do it this weekend. Let's go Cuckoo Bananas. Until next time, arrivederci, baby.
We will see you in the promised land.
Cuckoo Bananas.
Thank you, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.